Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Influencer Marketing for Destinations Podcast. We are very excited that you're joining us again for another episode. This episode is very unique because we not only have one amazing guest on our show, we have quite a few amazing guests on our show today who are going to be introducing themselves and also going to be talking about their specific niches that they found and their social media accounts along with that. And just so you know, if you are listening to this podcast and are interested in learning more about these influencers that we are going to be sharing today, in the show notes on whatever platform you're listening to, we have linked both to their website along with their social media platforms so you can go and check them out. So without further ado, Jacqueline, would you like to introduce our first guest for today?
I would love to. I'm so excited to have you guys listen to all of these different perspectives and so many different niches from all of these different people. So the first influencer that we have today is Sarah Puckett. She is Organized Adventure on Instagram, and she is in the outdoor adventure realm of our niches. So let's hear what she has to say.
So I'm Sarah Puckett from Organized Adventure on Instagram. Our niche is very much in the outdoor travel space. Our account is one that my husband and I run jointly. And we kind of got into doing that when we started traveling in 2014. We did a year-long round the world trip to all seven continents. And that was when we started blogging and getting a little bit into photography. But then it really wasn't until this past year in quarantine when we started taking the photography aspect of our account a little bit more seriously. So we actually bought like a real camera for the first time, and I took like an online course to go through like using my camera in manual mode and all being able to set all the settings myself and all of that. So over the past year, combined with like trying to find new places that we can take photos and also being very much mindful of like social distancing and wanting to be responsible through the pandemic, we started leaning more and more into the outdoor adventure type space. Very much over the last like 6 months, especially a lot of our content is focused on the road trips that we've been taking throughout the US with our cat. She's been with us to 28 states now, and she's a great little traveler, a wonderful companion on the road, and does really well on the driving days and staying in hotels and all of that. Anyway, that's kind of our page in a nutshell. I think that this niche is great for destinations looking for influencers, because right now I think there's a lot of awareness about national parks in particular being overrun or being subject to over-tourism. I think that like Zion and Arches are really good examples of that. And right now is a really good opportunity for destinations to work with influencers to spread awareness about other places that would be of interest to people who enjoy the outdoors and enjoy hiking, but we can disperse ourselves as travelers out to more places like national forests and state parks in particular. I think people are going to be really eager to hear about that. And I think that it's an opportunity for destinations to jump on board with and work with influencers to share the information about places that they wouldn't really know about up till now otherwise. Folks can find us on Instagram at organized_adventure. We also have a website, organizedadventure.com. And those are the places where we hang out the most, so you can find us there.
That is amazing. Honestly, I love Sarah's little audio clip that she was able to send over to us, just because not only does she know exactly what her niche is, but she's figured out why she's an asset to destinations. So like she mentioned, right now, over tourism is a big issue, especially within the U.S. national parks. So she's figured out that although she is that outdoor adventure in that niche, she's going to start highlighting state parks and national forests. And that's really important to destinations because they definitely don't want over tourism in their area, but they do want to continue to highlight their great places. So I think that Sarah does a great job at highlighting places that maybe are off the beaten path a little bit. I also love that she's a joint husband and wife account. I think that's really valuable to other people wanting to travel with their spouses as well.
I agree. I think knowing the industry like that with tourism really gives her an edge, because as soon as you share those goals and values with a destination, they know you understand. This is exactly what our clients are currently discussing and talking about and moving forward with their plans in doing. And there are certain national parks, I will say as well, that actually aren't as crowded as others. So as much as she said Zion's and Arches are very popular and crowded destinations, I know Bryce Canyon National Park nearby also isn't as visited this mm-hmm. year as some others might be. So she's done a great job in analyzing the industry that way. I also love how she mentioned her photography. When you get to be a serious influencer at that level and trying to take the next step and be a little bit more valuable to your destinations, doing the photography route is a great asset. And destinations are looking more and more into influencers where they can, you know, collaborate on galleries and on those photography assets so they can use them in their marketing efforts.
Exactly. Yep. I think that's fantastic. So the second influencer that we want to share with you today, her name is Erica and her page is Hey Erica Norton. Her niche is very cool because she has kind of honed down on that road tripping aspect. I'll let her kind of introduce herself in this audio clip and her current goals and what she's working on.
Hi, my name's Erica from Hey Erica Norton, and you can find me on Instagram. My family and I love to travel, and our favorite way to travel right now is road tripping. My husband and I have two kids, a daughter that's almost one and a son that's almost three, and we love to spend a lot of time outside. So road tripping and camping has been really easy for us, and it's one way that we love to explore national and state parks. They're super fun, and we love finding trails and hikes and places that are really kid-friendly. We actually have a goal to camp 365 nights by the time our kids graduate. So that ends up being about 21 nights a year, and this is a big stretch for us in the beginning because going camping with kids seemed really overwhelming. But the more that we've done it, it's become a lot easier and just more natural, and it's been a lot of fun. Before we had kids, we loved to just go on random weekend road trips and get away and do kind of spontaneous trips. And we were really concerned with having kids. We knew we wanted to have a family with kids, but weren't sure how that would look like with kids. So we wanted to make sure that we were able to keep adventuring, and we've been able to do that. It has looked different. We've definitely slowed down a bit, but it's amazing to be able to see our kids experience new things for the first time. This is something that we're really passionate about. And so it's been really natural for us to kind of build a brand off of this and work with different brands and things like that as we've kind of transitioned into more of an influencer role. And it's been a lot of fun. We also now have just over the past few months have bought a Sprinter van and we're converting it into a camper van. So we're now becoming a van life family, which has been a lot of fun because we're in the process of that. Finding a niche is super important because it gives you direction on what your purpose and goal is as an influencer. Finding my niche really opened up a lot of doors to be able to work with brands because I was really specific in my demographic and who I wanted to reach. If you want to learn more about me and my brand, you can find me on Instagram at Hey Erica Norton.
I love that. Thank you so much, Erica, for sharing that with us, because one of the things that I love and take away from your clip is that you're not afraid to let your niche adjust the way that you need it. She talked about being a couple and doing couple travel and then having kids and, you know, letting that, you know, flow start to help her change her niche a little bit. And even until the fact that they started camping and buying a Sprinter van, like it's an awesome way to share your niche and know your niche and be confident in it without letting it necessarily define the rest of your life. And we talked about that in our last episode. So thanks, Erica, for sharing that with us.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's a great example of your brand does not have to stay stagnant with, you know, throughout the years. You will grow with your brand and your brand will grow with you. And that's okay if you have to kind of shift your niche throughout the years.
Yeah, I don't know, Erica, if you planned this, but road tripping, van life, and camping are all major topics that destinations are talking about for this year and next. So you're definitely in the right place as well.
Exactly.
All right. So our next listener that we have got is Jody Nelson. She is Parents Who Travel on Instagram. And I'm excited to hear what she has to say about family adventure travel.
Hello. This is Jody Nelson, and I'm coming from Parents Who Travel. We are a family travel business with an emphasis in adventure, and we love the outdoors, and we love living with no regrets. So we have joined on social media platforms like Instagram. That's our main bread and butter social media account. We also have accounts on Facebook. We have a blog and TikTok. We got into this niche by doing what we love. So my husband and I have always been into traveling and adventuring. So when we added the kids, naturally, we wanted to get them involved in our adventures and travels too. So we made that into a business. And we keep seeking out travel opportunities and adventures. So we love this niche, and we love representing our brand on social media platforms. And this niche works for our business because many of the brands that we love target families, and we can make an income working with those brands by doing what we love. We live our lives on the daily doing adventures and traveling. And so if you can make that into a business and an income, then that's what we have planned on doing, and we love it. So if you would like to check us out on some of our social media accounts, you can do that, and we'd love to have you follow along. We are on Instagram as Parents Who Travel, and our blog is parentswhotravel.com. Also on TikTok and Facebook, Parents Who Travel. We'll catch you there.
That's fantastic. I love Jody. She's always super high energy and just very friendly. She's fun to follow on her social media pages. I love, just like what we just talked about with Erica, her niche kind of evolved throughout the years, right? So it was first her husband and her that were doing the traveling. And then when she added the kids, they've kind of evolved their niche to more family travel, but they have a very specific focus on outdoor adventure. And I think she's very honed in on that niche, and she knows exactly what her audience is looking for. But I also think she knows, like she mentioned, she loves what she does, right? And she chose that niche because she loved it. So I think that's really a good point to acknowledge is when you're choosing your niche, make sure you choose something that you love, because if you don't, it's not going to be a very enjoyable account to run, and then therefore, you know, a business to start, like she mentioned.
Yeah, I was just going to say the exact same thing. The word business sticks out for her and for her niche and for the way that she views and frames her business or her influencer work. We've talked about in the past how your media kit is your resume and your work is your business and your passion. And so I think it's important to realize that when you have that perspective, really you're building kind of your own empire. And she's done an awesome job of doing this by creating her mission and motto and really giving her family a whole business experience at the same time. So there's a lot of education and fun going on here, which I really like.
Exactly. So our next influencer that we want to introduce to you all today is Stacy Anderson. She is the Hurried Hostess on social media platforms. She has a very unique niche that she's found, and it's deals with family travel and food specifically. So I will let her go ahead and introduce herself.
Hi there. My name is Stacy Anderson, and I write the food and travel blog HurriedHostess.com. I specialize in weekend travel for families. Most people can only get away from work for a long weekend, so whether it requires a plane or a car to get there, I show people how to pack all the activities they want to experience into 2 to 3 days they'll never forget. In looking at the travel market, I saw a huge gap. It was filled with solo travelers who could take a week off at a moment's notice, or it was families who scrimped and saved for that once-a-year big trip. I wanted to create something that was a little more attainable. So whether it requires a road trip or a plane ride, it really is possible for families to take multiple weekend getaways every year. Here's the thing. I have 2 school-age kids whom I actually want to travel with. I want them to see the world. I want them to experience different cultures and try new cuisines. However, a week-long trip in the middle of October or April isn't possible with school and work schedules. So weekend travel is our jam. We head out right after school on Friday and return home on Sunday evening. But not only does this work best for my kids' schedule, but it works well for my business as well. Taking trips as a travel blogger is fast-paced and involves lots of details, and that's exactly how I thrive as a creative. I've always loved cramming as many activities into a vacation as possible. So it's a perfect fit that I share those experiences and tips with my audience now too. On my blog posts and YouTube videos, I detail exactly how I approach travel, how I maximize the amount of time we have, how I map out activities across a city and cluster itinerary items based on location, and how I appeal to the interests of everyone on the trip by having at least one activity where we are doing something that is solely for them, which helps keeps everybody happy and entertained and engaged. So if you'd like to hear more about this, you can find my adventures and how to plan a weekend trip itinerary for yourself on Instagram and Facebook. You can find me at Miss Stacy Anderson, and on YouTube, it's youtube.com/Stacy Anderson. Hope to see you out there.
Thank you, Stacy. That was so fun. I think it's so fun to listen to Stacy and all of her high energy as well. I mean, everyone is so passionate about what they do. And I think for her, it's been really fun because it reminds me of travel memories that I have based around food. I think one of the big reasons we do travel is for the culture and the food and trying new things. And one of the trips that I had gone on as a kid was just in the car. You know, we were getting ready to go out with our trailer, and it was new. We had a new car, and we didn't realize that one of the rules, I guess, or requirements to tow a trailer was that you needed to have, you know, a certain number of miles on the car. And so we said, okay, well, we got to hop in the car and go somewhere today. Where are we going to go? And so we hopped in the car and did a progressive dinner around Utah. So we went to Logan and Ogden and all of these cities, and we had a different course of our meal as we went. So Stacy, thanks for bringing that memory back for me, but I'm really excited to partner with her eventually and to really have her experience food in a fun destination. So that's really fun.
Yeah, I agree with her. I think it's fun because, right, like she mentioned, she saw that gap within the tourism industry and she filled it, right, with her influencer role of weekend travel. A lot of people have a 9-to-5 and they're not able to get away. And she makes, you know, travel guides and itineraries attainable and just relatable for normal people to experience destinations over the weekend. So I really liked her niche.
Yeah, and a lot of destinations, ironically, with going along with food, are known for the food in certain areas. So I know Bear Lake comes to mind, right? They're known for their raspberry shakes. And mm-hmm. I know Texas is a client we've talked about a couple times before on the show, but Laredo, Texas is known for their Mexican culture and as well as American blend. And so they have a lot of Mexican food and it's a great place to experience the food there as well.
Yep, agreed.
Awesome. So our next influencer that we have is Michelle. She is the Wandering Queen, focusing on outdoor adventure. So let's listen to you, Michelle, and see what you're doing.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I'm the Wandering Queen. You can follow me on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. If you go to www.thewanderingqueen.com, you can find out more information there. My travel niche is pretty much helping women how to hike, camp, and backpack. I love to talk about outdoorsy destinations, like cities that have a lot of hiking, national parks, and I also like to talk about hiking and backpacking gear. I love to teach women that have never hiked or backpacked before to get outdoors. My travel niche is pretty much everything about the outdoors, and I absolutely love it. So I got into this niche because I started to travel a lot after I graduated college, and I realized that I was just a lot more drawn to the outdoors. So even though I would go to like certain cities in the US, I was just having so much more fun writing about like national parks. So I decided that that was going to be my niche that I only talked about. Since then, I have moved to Washington State, pretty much in the middle of the mountains, and I now can easily talk about hiking, camping, and backpack all the time, especially because I hike at least once a week. I live in the mountains, so I can go and take pictures if I need to and easily answer questions all the time because, you know, I'm living in the mountains. I'm experiencing the outdoors all the time. So to me, this was the perfect niche for me, and that's why I got into it.
I think Michelle's clip is awesome because of the fact where she started off, right, covering cities along with her outdoor destinations, but figured out very early on that she was more drawn to writing about these outdoor destinations instead of the cities that she was visiting. And I think she's an inspiration because she picked up and moved herself to a destination that was going to accommodate her niche that she chose. So I think that's a very cool aspect. Not many people can choose a niche and then completely move themselves to accommodate that niche. But she was able to do that, and it's reflecting right on her social media account. So I think it's very cool.
That takes a lot of bravery. It's definitely a risk, but it has paid off for her. So that is definitely something that stood out to me as well. I think it's also awesome that she's found a niche that a lot of people do find fear in. I know backpacking and hiking and even multi-day trips are not, they don't seem easy. And I've only done a couple, one or two myself in my whole lifetime. It's definitely not something that fits me as well. But her brand speaks to me in the sense that if that's something I do want to do, I know I can find value and tips and tricks and everything I would need to know on her page.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. Jess, you are our last influencer that we wanted to highlight, so I will introduce you. For those of you that have been around since the beginning, you know that Jess does influencer marketing for as the brand Part-Time Tourists. But today we are highlighting one of her newer pages, Where is Briggs? And so Jess, tell us a little bit about your brand and your background with this page.
Sure. So the next influencer is not myself, actually, that I'll be highlighting. It is a 9-month-old baby who happens to be my son, who probably doesn't even know he's an influencer right now. So Where is Briggs started off with, honestly, it's going to be kind of a funny story, but I posted on Part-Time Tourist when he was born, his birth announcement, and I ended up losing a lot of followers that day. So I figured that that audience wasn't ready for kid-friendly travel quite yet. So I created a separate account specifically for him. This talks all about baby travel, friendly tips on how to travel with kids, right? Because that's kind of scary for first-time moms, how to do it. It started off, honestly, just because of that fact where I didn't want to continue to lose followers over that, but I still wanted to show off my son a little bit, right? Like every proud new mom. I had no intention of it becoming an influencer page, but over the last couple of months, it's completely taken off on Instagram and TikTok, and he has a very loyal following of other first-time moms that want to travel with their babies. So that's kind of that's his niche that he's found. I think it's super interesting because there's not another Instagram page that I found that is a baby travel blogger. So I think he came at a good time because the market that he is filling is not saturated. Unlike, right, if you're just a travel blogger, there are tons of travel bloggers out there, but he is filling a very specific niche. I also think just the timing of everything, it is very ideal for this market as well. For example, like between June and December of 2020, Pinterest charted what's like described as a historical surge in the boards of baby products. So in my mind, when I saw that stat from Pinterest Newsroom, I thought, okay, there's a lot of people either having babies or randomly searching for baby products, which I'm pretty sure that they were probably having babies. And then after COVID, a lot of people wanted to, you know, get out and travel, but then they had this new baby with them. So I think it's fulfilling a very specific niche, but it's also very relevant to a lot of families with, you know, the day and age that we're living in.
Yeah, that's so true. And Jess, tell us a little bit about the growth of the page too, because you've done your research on, you know, Pinterest and baby products and all of the searching and the keyword research, as mm-hmm. well as seeing this need in the market. How is that reflected on the page?
Oh, you know what? It's kind of embarrassing when I say my son is more popular on Instagram and TikTok than Part-Time Tourist is, the account that I've been running for years, but it's true. His account has blown up. And he has a lot of brands. And in fact, his account specifically was just hired by Visit Idaho, a state tourism board, because they loved the baby travel content. So it's been very cool to see. I know a lot of influencers are scared to niche down because they're scared of losing, you know, a market or losing out on brand deals. But I've definitely seen with his account, because it is a very specific niche, I can't get more specific than baby travel, right? It's paid off in brand work, and it's paid off with destinations recognizing the value of it. So if you're an influencer listening and you're kind of scared to niche down from just being a generic travel blogger, I would totally recommend that you do niche down. I think you will find a more engaged audience, a more specific audience, and more brand deals and destinations wanting to work with you.
Definitely. And that is so fun to see. We're such a big fan of Briggs, so that's a fun page to follow. I know for me, who doesn't have kids yet, but is definitely on my horizon somewhere out there, I love following the page just so that I can learn and gain knowledge and become ready for when that time comes. So it's perfect.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can find them on TikTok and Instagram at Where is Briggs.
Perfect. And just a reminder to follow Influencer Marketing for Destinations podcast on social media as well. We want to connect with you. And if you want to share your story and your niche, we would love to hear it. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. So give us a follow there. And we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Jess and Jacqueline and produced by Relic.